This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the importance of ensuring equitable digital environment that protects rights and dignity of all. Addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi today, the president said that cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. She said, the digital era is transformative, but it has brought issues of cyberbullying, deepfake, privacy concerns, and spread of misinformation. President Murmu said India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication, and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Human Rights Day is celebrated on the 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. In an interview to Akashvani News on Human Rights Day, Supreme Court Judge and Executive Chairman of the National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, Justice B.R. Gawai said, over 7 crore 70 lakh cases were disposed of by organizing 3 national Lok Adalats this year. The full interview can be heard in our program Surkhiyon Mein at 7:10 p.m. today. Logjam continued today in both the Houses of Parliament, resulting in adjournments of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. This is the second day of this week, which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has emphasized the importance of smooth functioning of parliamentary proceedings, urging members of Parliament to focus on debates and discussions. Mr. Rijiju reiterated the government's intent to ensure productive parliamentary sessions and urged cooperation from all opposition parties. The opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan in functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said that the notice has been submitted to Secretary General of Rajya Sabha. He added that the opposition has taken this step in the interest of parliamentary democracy. The centre today informed that a suspect registry of identifiers of cyber criminals has been launched in collaboration with banks and financial institutions under Citizen Financial Cyber Fraud Reporting and Management System, I4C. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said the initiative has saved worth over 1400 crore rupees by declining more than 5.6 lakh fraudulent transactions. The Ministry of Rural Development has informed that a sum of over 1869 crore rupees was released up to November this year as centres share under the Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen to sustain the open defecation free status of villages across the country. The ministry stated this in its reply in Lok Sabha today for an unstarred question. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of Inter-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow today. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. Earlier in the day, the Defence Minister laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Moscow. Former Karnataka Chief Minister and Union Minister S.M. Krishna passed away at the age of 92 in Bengaluru today after a prolonged illness. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condoled the demise of the leader. The last rites of veteran politician of Karnataka will be conducted tomorrow in his hometown Somnahalli in Maddur. The BCCI has appointed Devajit Saikia as the board's acting secretary, replacing Jay Shah, who recently took over as the new ICC chair. Mr. Saikia, who hails from Assam, is a former first-class cricketer. BCCI President Roger Binney used his constitutional powers to appoint Mr. Saikia as the acting secretary till a permanent secretary is appointed under the BCCI rules and regulations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.